I'm Jamila Crumple for Delmarva Public Radio News. Pastor Frieda Malcolm is the rector of St. Albans Episcopal Church in Salisbury. While sitting in her office, Pastor Malcolm explained the religious significance of Christmas.
For Christians, Christmas is the celebration of the birth of Christ, who we see as the Son of God, and it is a celebration of God's becoming one of us, because we not only believe that Jesus is the Son of God, but that he was fully human and fully divine.
The theological significance of the birth of Jesus may not be widely recognized, but most Americans are familiar with the details of the nativity story, including the manger, the three wise men, and of course the Virgin Mary. Pastor Malcolm said the meaning of those elements are negotiated in contemporary American culture.
In postmodern culture, there is a recovering of a sense of the story doesn't have to be literal to have real meaning.
Still, Malcolm does highlight the importance of the manger as it relates to the humility of Jesus as he assumes the human form of an infant.
It starts with God willing to say, I'm going to give up all my power to be born in a stable, in a messy place, and that I'm doing that for you, and that it is a gift of non-power, as opposed to coming in and saying, I will change the world.
Malcolm said December 25th may not be the actual date of Christ's birth, but the birth of Jesus became associated with that day out of a need for Christians to have an alternative to a secular festival.
Well, we really don't know when Jesus was actually born. There were no birth certificates back in the day. It became associated with the 25th of December, probably in the 4th century, as something that opposed the Roman Saturnalia.
The Saturnalia was a solstice celebration. Revelers offered sacrifices to the Saturn deity and engaged in some not-so-wholesome traditions, as Malcolm explains.
Apparently was a great time of partying. Debauchery.
Malcolm said many Christian traditions recognize Christmas as a season lasting from December 25th until January 6th, with Eastern Christianity emphasizing on January 6th the Feast of the Epiphany, which is a celebration of the baptism of Jesus. The pastor says that the complex historical and spiritual background of Christmas is often overshadowed by an increasingly competitive tradition of gift giving.
The gift giving and the commercialization has taken away a sense of why it is we're buying gifts. What initially was meant to be a personal way of saying, I love you, has somehow turned into this, it has to be the most expensive thing, and takes away the sense of rhythm of the church year, because it isn't all about those gifts.
A conversation about gift-giving traditions is not complete without acknowledging the figure that many people hold responsible for providing those gifts, Pastor Malcolm.
Santa is an evolving symbol that is a conflation of someone called Kris Kringle, which was from Northwestern Europe, and Saint Nicholas, who was Syrian and associated with giving gifts to help the poor. But both of them were men who gave gifts sort of on the sly.
Malcolm said she doesn't identify with people who argue that saying happy holidays decentralizes Christ. She said for those who don't recognize Christmas as a religious holiday, Merry Christmas doesn't hold the same meaning as it does for Christians.
For those who don't participate in church, to say Merry Christmas really doesn't mean much. If we believe what Jesus said, which is we're supposed to love our neighbors, to try to insist that they say Merry Christmas to us is an empty gesture. If I'm greeting somebody and I don't know what their faith background is, I'm not as likely to say Merry Christmas as I am to say Happy Holidays, because that embraces those who are celebrating Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or those who don't celebrate at all. Happy Holidays really conveys a sense of, I want you to be enjoying your time. What's wrong with that?
I'm Jamila Crumple for Delmarva Public Radio News.